You're listening to WARA Radio, Attleboro. Coming up now, the Armenian Radio Hour. Janank mshaguid avantuchun hayu barzankne yevur vor hayrnia keglesvin hon hayrnika vochje. Heritage, culture, tradition, Armenians are proud of it. And wherever Armenian songs are heard, there Armenia lives. Good morning, it is Sunday, December the 10th. Established here in Providence in 1947 and now in our 71st year of broadcasting, you are listening to the longest-running Armenian radio program created by the late Russell Gasparian. Produced, directed, and hosted by yours truly, the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island brings you the best in Armenian music, latest news of the Armenian community, and public service announcements. Our webmaster is George Gasparian. And now, sit back, relax, and enjoy our program.
Հայ պարին, հայ խոստքին, հայ երկին հաջույքը գարն է։ Հին սերունդը գպնրը զայն իրանուշի շիշադակները վերաբրելու համար, իսկ դուրենրու մեջ անանցին մնացո ձերունիներուն համար, հիվանդներուն համար իրենց դաղդուգը իրենց ծավը մորնալու մխիթարությունն է։ Ինչպես չհիշել, հանքստյան դուներու մեջ, հիվանդանոցներու մեջ, մեր ազգագիցները, որոնք այդ առանցնության մեջ կսպասեն հայ խոսքին, հայ երկին, հայ խաբրիկներուն։ Արդեն իսկ իրենց շնորհակալությունները հասածեն ու գհասենալ մեզ իրենց օրհնություններով շարունակ։ Մենք պետք է շարունակենք այս ազգօգուտ գործը մեզ ցանկանալով ավելի ու ավելի։
Acherit Ihavijanis Pagets, Mary Armenuhi Sarafiana from Detroit. Serafian, lovingly known as Amo to all her friends, passed away November 28th in Warwick, Rhode Island, surrounded by her loving family. She was born in Detroit, Michigan, on May 17, 1930, to Hovnan and Akabit Meradian, survivors of the Armenian genocide. Armenuhi grew up in Delray, later moving to Zone 9, both predominantly Armenian sections of Detroit. She often spoke about how they had so little, but that their lives contained an indescribable fullness. She would often share her colorful childhood memories of life in Zone 9. She attended the Murad Zavarian Armenian School and served in the church choir. As an active member of the Detroit chapter of the Armenian Youth Federation, she enjoyed attending the annual Olympic Games, both as a youth and later as a parent and aunt with her own children and nephews. She and her sister Ani instilled the love of the organization in their children, and all were active members. Armenuhi attended and graduated from Southwestern High School with honors in Detroit. She found a calling in writing and was a member of the Quill and Scroll Club. She had a beautiful way of expressing her thoughts and inspiring others with her words, which she did throughout her life. Her favorite sport in high school was basketball, in which she excelled and for which she earned a varsity letter. She went on to find employment in the Defense Logistics Agency, a combat support agency in the United States Department of Defense. Through years of superior performance, as she rose through the ranks, she attained the title of Industrial Property Management Specialist, where she acted as the government representative in all matters pertaining to the administration of third-party contract management and control of government property. She served the federal government for 35 years and earned the respect and admiration of her colleagues while also serving as their faithful friend. She was recognized for her patriotic support of the national defense during Operation Desert Shield and Operation Desert Storm. She was a beautiful role model to her daughters. A wonderful example of a woman who managed a career while raising children and caring for family. Armenian Night at the Stockade is where she met Miran Serafian, one of the Khupsetsi, I hope I'm saying that right, twins from Highland Park, Michigan, whom she later married in 1957. Her sister Ani married Miran's brother 4 years later. They and their children were inseparable. The bond that Dina, Drian, Rafi, and Alex have today is one that has been forged by the love of their parents. Armenuhi was fiercely protective of her family, a selfless human being whose abundant love was an anchor of stability as she endured the losses of her husband Miran, sister Ani, and brother-in-law Don too soon. She was a warrior and fought to maintain a home and hearth filled with love for her daughters and her beloved nephews. Her home on Wayne Road was the hub of many gatherings of family and friends. Holidays, summer barbecues, Thursdays, boys' night, she welcomed it all with a heart that knew no limit in love she extended to those who entered. Sports were a passion of Armenuhi's. She was an avid Detroit Tigers and Red Wings fan. The sound of the radio was a familiar one in her home as she often had one game or another humming in the background. She loved every opportunity she had to attend any games in person and cheered along with the crowds. It was a pleasure to watch her face light up with such enthusiasm and team spirit. Armenuhi was loving wife of the late Miran Serafian, loving mother of Medina and her husband Kenny Topalian, and Drian Serafian, grandmother of Alexan, Miran, and Shahan Topalian, devoted sister of the late Margaret Garabedian and her husband Ross Vartian, and the late Ani and husband Don Serafian, cherished aunt of Rafi and wife Christine Serafian, Alex and wife Kara Serafian, Ross and wife Judy Svartian, Bruce and wife Ellen Vartian, Zachary Zacham, and dear sister-in-law of Doris and husband Joe, great aunt of Danielle, Melanie, Nicholas, Ani, and Alina Serafian, Aram and Rafi Vartian, and his wife Genevieve, great-great-aunt of Eleanor and Henry Vartian, niece and cousin of the Hayruni family in Yerevan and Vartanis, Armenia, and the Oxian family in South Bend, Indiana. Funeral services were held last week from Michigan. Burial was also in Michigan. Our condolences especially to Dina and Kenny Topalian here in Rhode Island. With our Dottie Litzes, December 10, 2007, today is the 10th Dalit of Lillian Onoyan. December 10, 2015, today is the 2nd Dalit of Robert Dedarian. December 10, 2002, today is the 15th Dalit of Peter Hagen. as well as the 15th Dalat of Arpanet Boyajin. December 11, 2010, Monday is the 7th Dalat of John Basmajin. December 11, 1992, Monday is the 25th Dalat of Helen Murajan. December 11, 97, Monday is the 20th Dalat of Sarah Mineshian. December 11, 01, Monday is the 16th Dalat of Gladys Farmanian. December 11, 87, Monday is the 30th Dalat of Serup Jabakhturian. December 12, 98, Tuesday is the 19th Dalat of Hamazas Vartian. December 13, 2015, Wednesday is the 2nd Dalat of Rose Nalbanian. December 13, 1991, Wednesday is the 26th Dalat of Vera Basmajin Lindo. December 13, 2010, Wednesday is the 7th Dalat of Barun Kevok Vishabian. December 13, 07, Wednesday is the 10th Dalat of Eugenie Misurlian. December 13, 06, Wednesday is the 11th Dalat of Jacques Boloyan. December 13, 01, Wednesday is the 16th Dalat of Leon Denelian. December 14, 2012, Thursday is the 5th Dalat of Samuel Ohanian. December 14, 04, Thursday is the 13th Dalat of Krikor Murachan. December 14, 09, Thursday is the 8th Dalat of Hattie Boyajin. December 14, 1995, Thursday is the 22nd Dalat of Countess Olga Martesian. December 14th, my dad's smiling down at me right now. December 14th, 1992, Thursday is the 25th Dalat of Noraid Canarian. December 15th, 2015, Friday is the 2nd Dalat of Jasper Duranian. December 16th, 1995, Saturday is the 22nd Dalat of Hermine Minetian. December 16th, 13, Saturday is the 4th Dalat of Martha Chobanian. December 16th, 2001, Saturday is the 16th Dalat of Sirun Agavian. December 16th, 02, Saturday will be the 15th Dalat of George Adoyan. December 16th, 04, Saturday is the 13th Dalat of Nuritsa Jamgochen. December 16th, 08, Saturday is the 9th Dalat of Haripsime Kashijin. Iveri Nero Sagames from the Requiem Service. Merciful Lord, have mercy on the souls of our deceased, especially for our Menuhi Seraphian. just like to read you a little bit more about Mary Amo Serafian from Stephen Elmation. Mary Amo Serafian passed away last week here in Rhode Island. She was from Detroit and has been returned home to be placed to rest with her husband and her sister, Annie, and her husband nearby. Two sisters married two brothers and raised four of the best people this writer has ever had the pleasure to know. Amo had a successful career with the government, was a big fan of the Tigers and Red Wings, but nothing was higher on her list than her family. No doubt this is true of most families, and that's the way it should be. She often spoke about how they had so little, but that their lives contained an indescribable fullness. She attended the Murad Zavarian Armenian School and served in the church choir. As an active member of the Detroit chapter of the AYF, she enjoyed attending Olympic Games as a youth and as an adult. She and her sister, Annie, instilled a love of the organization in their children and were all active members. Amo graduated from high school with honors in Detroit. She found calling in writing and was a member of the Quill and Squall Club. She had a beautiful way of expressing her thoughts and inspiring others with her words, which she did throughout her life. Her favorite sport in high school was basketball, in which she excelled and for which she earned a varsity letter. Many years ago, a few of us went to Detroit for AYF Junior Olympics, which is a big event in the Midwest because the communities are so far apart. I recall Coach Haig Juni Markarian saying the following many years ago, "I could go to just about any Armenian city in the country and have a place to spend the evening." I nodded, thinking that was a reach, until just a few years later, Ken Topalian, Armine Kashigyan, and I were staying at the homes of Rafi and Alex and Dina and Drianne. These were not just houses, they were homes that had welcome written all over them. Detroit is a much larger version of what we have here in Rhode Island. They are a strong community, they keep their traditions going, and they are at the top as far as being the warmest, kindest, and most loving Armenian community there is. Well, there are lots of families in the Motor City area that make this place so special. None rank higher than the Serafians. Chris Manzo, who is from Providence and lives in Michigan with his wife Sana and their two boys, often says, "You know someone is close when you see them for the first time in a long time, and it's as if time has stood still." Like Juni, Chris was spot on. That trip to Detroit was the first time I met Amo and Ani. Their welcome mats could have covered Ford Road from end to end. These were two real special people, and for those of us that know their four children, you can see why they are real special as well. Rest in peace, Amo. Job very well done. Stephen Elmation. Stephen, yeah, make me cry every time. Our next song is Midas from Onik Jingjan, especially for Mary Armenuhi Serafian.
Gluch sarnen Zargim karikar, zargim karikar. Sirdes kailerin, dov pajintarna, mi aintem.
Today is the day for Christmas pageant and the Christmas party at St. Vartanants Church. Today promises to be an inspiring day at our church, St. Vartanants, starting with Sunday school performance of Jesus Means Christmas to Me under the direction of Deb Pajogin. The students have been practicing for many weeks and they will be ready to put on a most memorable show. All we need to do is show up, fill the sanctuary, and enjoy. It's always the best day of the year at our church. Men's Club will be busy preparing dinner, served upstairs immediately following the pageant. There'll be Christmas music, raffles, awards given to four high school juniors and seniors, and Santa will be arriving with gifts for all the children. Tickets for the dinner are just $10 for adults, $5 for kids. You can email your response to Stephen Ellsman. Well, it's a little late. I'd call Stephen up, see if this still available. I'm sure that they can fit you in today, but let him know when you get to church if you'll be attending the dinner. But what a great day it will be today at St. Vartanants Church. And let's see, what else is going on this week? We have so much in our community. Let's see. Let's go to our first music while I line up the balance. This is Garo. AYF Juniors Christmas Movie Night Fundraiser, Saturday, December 16th, Aramian Auditorium. 4:30, it begins with pizza and snacks featuring Polar Express movie. And I have to say, you're supposed to wear your pajamas to this. Polar Express being shown. And again, that is Saturday, December 16th, Aramian Auditorium, 4:30. And admission is only $5. RSVP, email varanchanjuniors@gmail.com. That's the AYF Juniors Movie Night Fundraiser. Let's see. Also happening that week on Sunday, December 17th, ACYOA holiday outreach to brighten the lives of the local community. The Providence ACYOA Juniors are supporting its annual holiday outreach program that will directly benefit needy families during this festive time of year. Simply bring in a donated item that can be placed under the Christmas tree in the Agavian Auditorium, and it will be delivered to the charity during the Christmas holiday season. Donated items can be wrapped or unwrapped, but must be under the tree no later than Sunday, December 17th. For any questions, call the church office at 272-7712. Also that day on December 17th at St. Sagan, St. Mesrob, Sunday School will be having an annual Christmas party. Each student is being asked to bring a new $5 to $10 age-appropriate gift toy to wrap at the party to place under the Christmas tree in the Agavian Auditorium. Gifts will be added to the ACYOA outreach effort. This outreach program gathers items for local homeless shelters, as I just mentioned. But again, this is a Sunday School Christmas party next Sunday, December 17th. Wow, how is the time gone by? Well, let's see. The Arasani chapter presents Finding Home in Armenian Americans' Journey to Historic Armenia. Thursday, December 28th, 7 o'clock, St. Vartanans Church. Admission is free. And I'll tell you about that in just a moment. Right now, the fabulous Vos begins.
Thank you.
And the Thursday, December 28th, St. Svachanan's Church is the place for a wonderful presentation from Laura Michaels. In June of 2017, Laura embarked on an emotional journey to her ancestral homeland in eastern Turkey in order to find her great-grandparents' former homes in the village of Havav, outside of the old city of Palu. Laura is the daughter of Angeruhi Jean Goshgarian Michael, a former Rhode Islander who now resides in Los Angeles. She will share her experience of being the first person in her family since the genocide to step foot in historic Armenia and confront her family's past. She will also share many photos from the trip, explain the role of the Armenian DNA Project in a shocking discovery she made, and discuss interactions with Turks, Kurds, Islamicized Armenians currently living in Bitlis, in Diyarbakir, which used to be Tikranagir, in Elazig, which used to be Kharpet, Mush, Palu, Sasun, and Van. George Akhjayan, who is actively involved in Armenian genealogy and the demographics of Western Armenia, will be a special guest for Laura's presentation. And again, this takes place Thursday, December 28th, 7 o'clock, St. Svachanan's Church. Admission is free, and this is sponsored by the ARS Ani Chapter. Refreshments will follow. That is definitely something that you want to be at. Alrighty, with that, we're going to Harut Balyan.
Radar tsir, tugar.
And on Friday, this Friday, December 15th, the Saints Varsinants Men's Club will be preparing dinner for those less fortunate at the Providence Rescue Mission. Dinner is served at 5:30. Prep starts at the location at 627 Cranston Street in Providence at 4 p.m. We are usually done by 6:15. All are welcome. Mass is offered prior to dinner on a daily basis at this haven for those in need. The guests are most grateful no matter what is served. The Christmas season is here. We promise you this will be one of the greatest gifts you give all year long. The best part is you will feel rewarded too, knowing you helped out your fellow human being. It is a most inspirational thing to do. Please, if you can help out, you can always go to Stephen Almation for more information. But this is, again, December 15th, Friday night. Again, they start working at 4 o'clock, and you're usually done by 6:15. So if you can help out, it is a wonderful way to give back to our community. Alrighty, with that, we're going to the late Roger Krikorian's music, which I just never can get too much of. Today, December 10th, Sela Hovsepian. Happy birthday, Sela. Also celebrating a birthday this week, Lynette Terayan. Happy birthday, December 14th, to my sister-in-law. Also this week, celebrating December 16th, happy birthday to Garabit Tashjin.
Jump up to
Just a reminder, we are in the Christmas season. If you'd like to, you don't know what to get somebody, might I suggest the Armenia Tree Project? you know, you can get one tree or a bushel of trees, and you know, it's a they give you a nice little I don't know, like a plaque, or let's say a paper plaque that says that you've donated in honor of a person. And it's a nice way to give back to Armenia, as well as, you know, it's a nice gift for the environment. So if you're unsure of what to buy somebody, try the Armenian Tree Project. Just Google Armenian Tree Project and you'll get all the info. And they send that out. It takes like 2 to 3 weeks, so you just have enough time for Christmas, by the way. I'm ready with that. Our next artist of the morning, Levin Katerjan. Our last artists of the morning.
Sunny.
Father says, Urach atzur, gurach anas, mer jaman agalara, tzav shugal chun, serin hamar, sedesu chun, min shev harachiga giragi yaravod. Our time is up, thank you for yours. We are pre-recorded, but always in color. You've been listening to the Armenian Radio Hour of Providence, Rhode Island. We are pre-recorded on Thursdays, typically, so give me a call if you'd like to come on the Armenian Radio Hour. All are welcome. You can hear us any day, anytime on the internet at ArmenianRadioHour.com. The radio show also streams live on Sunday mornings on the radio station's website. Just look up WARA Radio and go to TuneIn, and you can listen to us live on the radio station's website on your smartphones while you're driving into work or, you know, the good old-fashioned way, AM Radio 1320. We are brought to you Thanks to our webmaster, George Gasparian, any day, anytime on the internet, ArmenianRadioHour.com. You can reach me, Sana, at Armenian Radio Hour, P.O. Box 414, Providence, Rhode Island, 02901. Happy Sunday.